U.S. Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security Ellen Talcher expressed confidence that despite deep partisan divisions in Congress, the Senate would pass a successor to the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, although she gave no time frame.
We do have a polarized atmosphere in Washington, but I think that on issues of national security, we have always found that we can find a very broad consensus of Democrats and Republicans that will work together to advance those issues. I expect on this issue we will find that same sweet spot.
Talcher spoke at a conference in Paris, gathering former diplomats and arms negotiators, and aimed at pushing for global nuclear disarmament. U.S. and Russian negotiators resumed talks in Geneva this week, aimed to wrap up a new nuclear disarmament treaty to replace START, which expired in December. In July, President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, agreed to reduce their respective numbers of nuclear warheads to between 1,500 and 1,675 under a new treaty. In remarks later to VOA, Talcher predicted the two sides would reach a deal very soon.
Well, we're working hard toward an agreement. It's clear that we have the major elements of an agreement in place, and now we have to do the hard work of conforming the treaty and some other small negotiations.
Separately, Talcher cautiously welcomed an announcement by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad that Tehran is ready to send its enriched uranium overseas in exchange for nuclear fuel. Iran previously rejected a UN-mediated proposal along those lines. Talcher said the Obama administration is analyzing the Iranian president's latest remarks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.